So we're going to continue the hearing for Mr. Sean Thomas, ADC number 318961. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much, John. Okay, Mr. Thomas, we're going to continue with your hearing at this time. As I indicated, you can obtain a lawyer if you're experienced. I don't see one. Therefore, you're going to represent yourself today, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. As I was about to introduce the three board members who will be participating in the hearing today, and they are. The Honorable to my right here, your left, is the Honorable Mr. Rudy Corrales. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as the panel lead for the hearing. We also have a meeting with us today, and I would like to show him to you now. And that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Thomas and Mr. Westby, the both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God and do you so affirm.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Thomas, as I indicated, you have two allegations for you to read. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one is that you have violation of the condition of supervision number 5 is demonstrated by your verbal admission that you was engaged in selling methamphetamine to, to another person while on supervision on July the 2nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false.
That's false. Okay, sir. The next one is that you have violation of the condition of supervision number 5 is demonstrated by your being in control and possession of drug paraphernalia located in your vehicle under your direction, under your direct control on or about July 2nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, sir. Inasmuch as you indicated that allegation number 1 is false, we will receive testimony on that from the Department of Corrections, and Mr. Westby will give us testimony at this time. Mr. Westby, sir.
On July 2nd, 2018, during the staffing of Senior Officer Maynard and ADC Investigator Ewing, offender Thomas Sean 318961 admitted verbally that he was selling methamphetamine to other persons while on supervision as recent as July 1st, 2018. When asked who he was selling drugs to, the offender stated that it was people he knew from before he went to prison. And I might also add that Mr. Maynard is in the room here with us if you need additional testimony.
Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, Mr. Thomas, you stated that that's false, so why did you say that's false, sir?
I said when I had sold previously.
Okay, so you sold previously, okay. It says that you were engaged in selling, okay, so you had been selling it previously. Okay, so anything else you want to add at this time, sir?
My name is Richard Maynard. I'm a senior parole officer with the Western Regional Parole Office. I had the unique opportunity to staff the inmate offender while he was in my office. One of the interesting things that was during the staffing was I read his previous charges that he had, what sent him to prison, and it led me...
2 minutes.
It led me to be curious in reference to if he was continuing in criminal activity. I asked him, we normally look at cell phones of offenders that bring their phones into the office, and I asked him this simple question, whether or not there was going to be anything on the cell phone that would indicate whether or not I was going to find anything. And his answer was yes. It was very forthcoming. My next question was, based on his previous crime, was there going to be anything in the car? That's where the other allegations come up. But he was also, so when I looked at the cell phone, it indicated that he was indeed engaged in selling drugs. We asked him, or I asked him, when the last time that he sold drugs. He indicated the date that Mr. Wesby stipulated it's in the warrant. And this was done in, also in front, reiterated it in front of one of our CIU police officers that Mirandized him after that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any questions, board members? Hearing none, thank you, and please have a seat. And you're going to sit up here because you may want to make a statement in place too. That will be left up to you. But so that we can move forward in terms of time management, I'm going to offer a motion at this point. And my motion is going to be based upon allegation number one. It's going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-WN1900A, as well as information presented to the board by the Honorable Mr. Wesby, as well as the Honorable Senior Parole Officer, Mr. Maynard, as well as testimony coming from Mr. Thomas. And as it relates to allegation number two, that will be based upon the admission of Mr. Thomas. And my motion would be to find that Mr. Thomas violated the terms and conditions of supervision. He was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of the supervision. Now we're going to phase two. Phase two is going to be very important, Mr. Thomas, because in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your commitment to supervision or to return you to the community. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We'll ask you to remain quiet, and once we get this information, then we'll come back to you, we'll talk, and you can tell the board anything else you want to tell after we ask you a few questions, sir. Okay, sir, at this time, Mr. Wesby, would you be kind enough to give us some background information?
On March 30th, 2018, Mr. Thomas was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 2nd, 2018 by ADC staff. He has pending charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 2nd, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of December 27th, 2018, 0 sound days. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUR score 2-1, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. No prior terms of supervision, and he has no disciplinary violation showing. Other arrest? All arrested are shown on record, which are drug-related arrests, resulted in charges being dismissed. His community risk scores are G1-V2.
Okay, sir. Did I hear you correct that you said something was pending up front? Did I not hear that, sir?
That is correct. It is for a senior parole officer. Mayor, he was informed that from our CIU investigator that charges are pending. We're just waiting for the results back from the DPS laboratory on the drugs that were the drug content that was confiscated.
Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, I am back to you, Mr. Thomas. Just a few questions, and then we will let you tell the board whatever you want to tell the board. And it just seemed to me that when you were released, you were to reside at V-Ray Self-Paid Program, 2501 West Ends in Phoenix, Arizona, and then you were transferred to V-Ray Elvis 719 West Maryland Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Those are the two places where you reside, if I knew out, sir?
I was transferred from the Newbury Medical Facility to the Newbury Veteran Facility,
Just for my information, sir, why did you transfer? What's the difference in the two programs, the one at Maryland and the one at on Elms Street? I'm just curious, what's the difference?
They were taking in a program on the other side of the facility.
Okay, thanks for sharing that with us, sir. Now, did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, I was in front of the government.
Okay. And I note that you have referred to the Senate Bill 1291. Did you complete that program, sir, for substance abuse counseling program for substance abuse? Did you complete that, sir? Okay, board members, any questions at this time for Mr. Thomas? I don't see a question about board members yet, so I'm going to ask the Honorable Mr. Maynard if there's anything else he wishes to share with the board at this time, sir. And I made a mistake before, so let me, whenever I make a mistake, I have to correct it.
Yes, sir.
Now, as it, I'm going to retroact it as well as move towards the future. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear for him, sir?
I do, sir.
Thank you, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
In my 20-plus years of law enforcement experience, I have interfaced or had a chance to communicate with many people that are on parole. This offender, inmate, was the very first one that actually was very forthcoming in every question that I asked him. Whether it was selling drugs, the answer is yes. Whether there was drugs in the car, the answer was yes. Whether he was selling, and that was his previous offense. He was caught with drugs, I believe, at the airport, attempting to either board a plane or something, but he had drugs on him at the time. I kind of joked with the offender about him being on parole and being very forthcoming. And then when he was Mirandized, the same thing. He was very forthcoming in response to that. As like Mr. Westby said, there is pending charges for the drug paraphernalia in his vehicle, and that probably be the last that I could say.
Okay, thank you, senior officer. Okay, questions for senior officer? You're not, hearing none. Okay, Mr. Thomas, we're coming to a stand of your hearing. As I stated, this is your hearing. We'll give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
The other officer, the
investigating officer who participated in his discussion with them during the investigation itself. I want to commend Mr. Thomas for being here with this board today. And this is something that we don't find very often, and I do commend him for that. And, however, I must say that at this time, I think in view of the fact that he admitted himself that at some point in the past he had been selling drugs, and he admitted that the drug paraphernalia in that vehicle belonged to him, and that he had used some methamphetamine, which is an illegal substance. With that being the case, I feel that at this time I would be in best interest of the citizens of Arizona for him to complete his term of office, and then when he get out, he can remain honest and he can be productive and never return to using being seen in homes again as an inmate. So that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
I do, sir.
Okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion at this point. My motion is to find that Mr. Thomas Smith violated the terms and conditions of supervision, in as much as he was admitted himself that he had sold some methamphetamine and that he had some drug paraphernalia in his vehicle, and he had also used some methamphetamine. I'm going to move to vote his community supervision based upon the same, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So this will end the hearing, and however, you will be released on December the 27th, 2 days after Christmas of this year. We wish you the best, and as I stated, I really admire you for your honesty and for being honest with this board. And I wish you the best, and I'm serious. Please, sir, don't do anything again to end up in arms again. And let me say, as you already straightened me out of this one, I cannot use drugs to lose weight. I cannot use any methamphetamine for that purpose. Otherwise, I'll be in trouble. So, but thank you so very much for your participation, and this will end your hearing, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate
that.
This is your time.
Thank you. Please put the seal of three back on the form, sir. Thank you, Mr. Gaynock, senior officer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I think that's the last one you have for us today. Am I correct, sir?
That's everything.
Okay, well, thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon, sir.
See you next week.
Okay, looking forward to it. Okay. Board members, can we do our four names, and then we'll be finishing the board room for